multiple firefighters who were killed on the job to continue receiving health insurance through the state. Legislators now want to extend those benefits to the families of police officers, correctional officers, and state-employed firefighters, like wildland firefighters. Democratic Senator Bob Jauch is co-sponsoring the bill. He told the Assembly Committee on Urban and Local Affairs that the bill is a matter of fairness.
It simply doesn't make any sense for the state of Wisconsin to treat the family of one type of public safety officer differently than another. Police officers and firefighters equally put their lives on the line to serve the public every day, and we must extend equal protection to surviving spouses and their families to honor their service.
The bill would cover the surviving spouse until he or she turns 65 or remarries. It would also cover any children up to age 27, depending on their educational status. Since 1990, 40 police officers have lost their lives in the line of duty. Two wildland firefighters have lost their lives while working for the State Department of Natural Resources since 1982. The Department of Revenue estimates the bill could cost between $500,000 and $1 million over the next 15 years. It would apply retroactively to all eligible families in Wisconsin. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.